The Great Train Robbery, Disc 6.
The image of Edward Pierce, a respectable and well-dressed gentleman entering the dingy premises of a Battersea pawnbroker, may seem incongruous from a modern perspective. At the time, it was not at all uncommon, for the pawnbroker served more than the lower classes, and whomever he served, his function was essentially the same: to act as a sort of impromptu bank, operating more cheaply than established banking concerns. A person could buy an expensive article, such as a coat, and hock it 1 week later to pay the rent, reclaim it a few days later for wearing on Sunday, hock it again on Monday for a smaller loan, and so on until there was no further need for the broker's services. The pawnbroker thus filled an important niche in the society, and the number of licensed pawn shops doubled during the mid-Victorian period. Middle-class people were drawn to the broker more for the anonymity of the loan than the cheapness of it. Many a respectable household did not wish it known that some of their silver was uncled for cash. This was, after all, an era when many people equated economic prosperity and good fiscal management with moral behaviour. And conversely, to be in need of a loan implied some kind of misdeed. The pawn shops themselves were not really very shady, although they had that reputation. Criminals seeking fences usually turned to unlicensed second-hand goods translators, who were not regulated by the police and were less likely to be under surveillance. Thus, Pierce entered the door beneath the three balls with impunity. He found Chokey Bill, a red-faced Irishman whose complexion gave the appearance of perpetual near-strangulation, sitting in a back corner. Chokey Bill jumped to his feet quickly, recognising the dress and manner of a gentleman.
"Evening, sir," Bill said.
"Good evening," Pierce said.
"How may I be serving you, sir?"
Pierce looked around the shop.
"Are we alone?" "We are, sir, as my name is Bill, sir."
But Chokey Bill got a guarded look in his eyes.
"I'm looking to make a certain purchase," Pierce said.
As he spoke, he adopted a broad Liverpool dockyard accent, though ordinarily he had no trace of it.
"A certain purchase."
"Some items you may have at hand," Pierce said.
"You see my shop, sir," Chokey Bill said with a wave of his arm. "All is before you."
"This is all?"
"Aye, sir. Whatever you may see."
Pierce shrugged. "I must have been told wrongly. Good evening to you." And he headed for the door.
He was almost there when Chokey Bill coughed.
"What is it you were told, sir?"
Pierce looked back at him.